My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 16 years old. I come from Sweden, and I speak on behalf of future generations. In the year 2030, I will be 26 years old. My little sister Beata will be 23. That is the great age we have been told. You have all of your life ahead of you. But I'm not so sure it will be that great for us. I was fortunate to be born in a time and place where everyone told us to dream big. I could become whatever I wanted to. I could live wherever I wanted to. People like me had everything we needed and more. Things our grandparents could not even dream of. We had everything we could ever wish for, and yet now we may have nothing. Now we probably don't even have a future anymore. The saddest part is that many children are not even aware of what fate we are facing. We will not understand it until it's too late. Around the year 2030, 10 days, 257 hours, days, 10 years, 257 days, and 13 hours away from now, we will be in a position where we set off an irreversible chain reaction beyond human control that will most likely lead to the end of our civilization as we know it. That is unless, in that time, permanent and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society have taken place, including a reduction of CO2 emissions by at least 50%. And please note that these calculations are depending on inventions that have not yet been invented at scale. Inventions that are supposed to clear our atmosphere of astronomical amounts of carbon dioxide. Furthermore, these calculations do not include unforeseen tipping points and feedback loops like the extremely powerful methane gas escaping from the rapidly thawing Arctic permafrost. Nor do these scientific calculations include already locked in warming hidden by air pollution, nor the aspect of equity or climate justice clearly stated throughout the Paris Agreement, which is absolutely necessary to make it work on a global scale. We must also bear in mind that these are just calculations, estimations. That means that these points of no return may occur a bit sooner or later than that. No one can know for sure. We can, however, be certain that they will occur approximately in these time frames. Because these calculations are not opinions or wild guesses. These projections are backed up by scientific facts, concluded by all nations through the IPCC. Nearly every major scientific body around the world unreservedly supports the work and findings of the IPCC. Many people say that we don't have any solutions to the climate crisis. And they are right, of course, because how could we? How do you solve the greatest crisis humanity has ever faced? How do you solve a war? How do you solve going to the moon for the first time? How do you solve inventing new inventions? The climate crisis is both the easiest and the hardest issue we have ever faced. The easiest because we know what we must do. We must stop the emissions of greenhouse gases. The hardest because our current economics are still totally dependent on burning fossil fuels and thereby destroying ecosystems in order to create an everlasting economic growth. So exactly how do we solve that, you ask us, the children school striking for the climate. And we say, no one knows for sure, but we have to